producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
McAdoo for InfoWars.com. Out here in Austin, Texas, trying to find out if people know who was the real winner of the Democratic primaries last night. Bernie Sanders supporters are super pumped because he seemed to have a sweeping upset there for Hillary Clinton with more than 60% of the votes. But it turns out for Clinton, even when she loses, she wins. She's going to get two more delegates than Bernie Sanders. Either way, whatever way this plays out, Sanders, his voters are going to be really smiling now, but crying later. Hey there! So who do you think won the Democratic primary last night?
Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
But Hillary Clinton, even though she loses, she wins. She got more delegates than him.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just actually
yeah, most people don't.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
What? Yeah.
Bernie Sanders?
With 60% of the vote, right?
Yeah.
Well, how did Hillary get more delegates than him?
I don't know.
How does that work?
Not sure.
Yeah, does it appear as if the system is rigged? Or, I mean, can the establishment ever be taken down?
Yeah, probably not. Just with this system, it seems like it's just flawed.
Yeah, she went into the game with the bases loaded with six superdelegates. So do you think that Bernie Sanders supporters, like, should they, you know, continue with this fight, this revolution that's going on, or do you think that there is no chance?
There's no chance. She's just going to get the delegates no matter what.
What do you think about the fact that even though Bernie Sanders technically won, he lost to Hillary Clinton based on the establishment choosing the delegates?
I'm not surprised. Clinton's backed by all the big banks, man. Goldman Sachs, all the big guys are backing Clinton, so she's definitely got a lot of money behind it. And even though Sanders does have a lot of support, apparently a lot of support, especially from college students, his policies aren't exactly the best, very socialistic, and I don't think they're exactly the best for America. Like I said, I don't like either one of them.
I mean, I think the establishment would be more likely to support a candidate like Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Yeah.
So does it appear as though the game might be rigged in her favor when the people clearly are wanting Sanders, but...
But somehow she's ending up with more delegates? I do think that's indicative of, like, a flaw in the establishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, too, with this whole delegate system, it sort of says to these Bernie Sanders voters, you guys should just quit while you're ahead, because it doesn't matter. She's still going to get the delegates.
I think that's what that says. I've also, based on most of the Bernie supporters I've met, though, they're a pretty committed bunch to him and his movement and his so-called political revolution. So I don't think that this is going to be enough to deter Bernie supporters entirely.
Who are you going for? Who do you want to see in there?
I'm not
going
to vote by party line. I'm going to vote by who represents what I want in a president. And I don't agree with all of the ideals of the current candidates.
I know. Rand Paul was mine, but he dropped out, so.
Yes, Rand Paul.
We need him to stay in the Senate, though, so.
Yes.
Unfortunately, or go for the Supreme Court.
But
did you hear that, Trump?
His ideas did influence a lot of the Republicans with the support that he got in Iowa, at least.
Mm-hmm. So do you think you'll just write in somebody random like I normally do every year?
We'll see who's still on the ballot come Super Tuesday in the Texas primaries, and I'll see who I'm leading then.
Then Hillary Clinton, even though she loses, she still wins. What do you think that says about the establishment?
I'm going to decline a comment on the establishment. Thank you.
So you think Bernie Sanders won?
I think he showed that he's a serious contender.
Oh.
It's not November yet. It's a little early to be making that call. But I think that if he keeps playing off of this vibe, he will definitely win the nomination.
Well, he got more than 60% of the vote last night, right?
Yeah.
But even when she loses, she wins, because Clinton actually got more delegates. How does that work?
Oh, that's easy. That's being in the back of someone's pocket.
So what do you think this says about, Bernie Sanders? He's coming up with this, like, huge revolution. It's finally time to, maybe we're witnessing the fall of the establishment. And then they come in and give her some superdelegates, so she beats him out.
Politics are always nasty. Anything that can't be explained in numbers is usually happening under the table.
Well, there you go. Definitely not any corruption, right? I think Bernie Sanders should work on his coin flipping skills. We'll be right back with the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. A lot of news to cover.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. I'll be your host for the rest of the hour. We're going to talk to Dr. Edward Group about an interesting article that has come out lately and decide whether it's real or not or valid or not. It caught my eye when he brought it up to me. Specifically from WorldNet Daily, the headline reads, "Huge natural disaster gets little media attention. Apparently, this natural gas leak is pumping out massive amounts of noxious fumes and even lethal, quote, lethal levels of radioactive material." It says, "A natural disaster of unprecedented proportion is unfolding in California, but has received little national attention. Near Los Angeles, a leaking natural gas well, which has been spewing noxious fumes for months, is now, according to some, emitting lethal levels of radioactive material. The methane is spewing from one of the 115 wells of the company's facility in Santa Susana Mountains, which is used to store gas for distribution to nearly 22 million customers in the L.A. Basin. Has a capacity of 86 billion cubic feet and is one of the largest of more than 400 gas fields. And apparently, it, according to some sources, is leaking radioactive material. And some of the sources, which I'm not sure if it's been confirmed, say that some people are experiencing some bad reactions in the area and having nosebleeds. So we're going to investigate that at the bottom of the hour with Dr. Edward Group and get his take on it. And he's done a lot of research on this. You know, Today seems like one of those days when there's just a lot of chaotic, crazy news, from Clive and Bundy getting arrested and all that stuff going on up there, to the stocks plunging, to gold going back up. And I remember weeks ago looking at the silver prices thinking, man, I need to get some more silver. You know, I have a decent supply, but I was thinking, it's just so low. It's just so low. I remember when it was $14, $15 and went all the way up to $50, and everyone was sure it's going to keep going. Went back down, and we see the same thing happen over and over again. It climbs, it goes down, it climbs, it goes down. Well, as we begin to realize that we can't trust the mega bankers with our financial stability, obviously precious metals and other assets that are actually valuable are going to go up. It's also in the news, beyond the shares plunge on a global growth and bank fears, U.S. yields fall, the both sides of the Atlantic, the benchmark S&P index, Dow Jones Industrial Average, dumping more than 10% for the year. Just some other news with the Zika virus. So what's interesting to me is there's been a lot of freak out about the Zika virus, and it seems that we still don't really understand what it actually does. Colombia, 3,177 pregnant women with Zika, yet no microcephaly. Colombia's president, according to this article, Juan Manuel Santos said Saturday there's no evidence Zika has caused any cases of the birth defect known as microcephaly in his country, though it has diagnosed 3,177 pregnant women with the virus. He also announced that a U.S. medical scientific team will arrive in Colombia to help investigate the mosquito-borne virus. Brazilian officials say they suspect the Zika is behind a seemingly unusual number of microcephaly cases in which children are born with unusually small heads. The link is not confirmed, but it has helped prompt the World Health Organization to declare an emergency over the virus. So if this is true from the New York Times, if what the president is saying is true, then the Zika virus might not even cause, or maybe in a small percentage of cases, who knows, have a distinct and large link to microcephaly, the birth deformation in babies, which would change the whole game. We'll cover some more news, and we're going to go to a special report. So we talk about the Pope, right? I feel like when the Pope comes anywhere, it turns into Pope Zone, and every radio show is like, the Pope, the Pope, the Pope. I love the Pope. I hate the Pope, the Pope. Just worship of the Pope over and over and over again. Even if you don't like him, you hear about it all day. But there's some surprisingly new, interesting Pope news that I just have to cover. Okay, so he's going to visit Juarez, Mexico. And just a few days before this happened, Mexican prison riot, at least 52 people killed and 12 injured in Monterrey. A riot at the prison in the Mexican city of Monterrey involving inmates belonging to rival drug cartels has left at least 52 dead and 12 injured just days before Pope Francis is due to visit another prison in northern Mexico. Think about that for a minute, right? 52 people killed in a prison riot, but wait. Maybe the murderers need a super confessor. Well, what's a super confessor, you might say? The Pope has dispatched an elite team of super confessors that are priests that forgive grave sins that normally only the Pope can forgive. So this is from the BBC. Pope Francis dispatches 1,000 super confessor priests. I guess this is like the Spetsnaz of priesthood. Pope Francis has sent more than 1,000 priests on a global mission to forgive grave sins that normally only he or a top church official may pardon. The Missionaries of Mercy, they even have a name, the Missionaries of Mercy, nicknamed the Super Confessors, were given the special license for the Vatican's Jubilee year, which ends in November. Grave sins include defiling consecrated bread and wine, violating confessional secrecy, and plotting to kill a pope. Pope Francis has often said the church needs to be less rigid and judgmental. He declared a holy year of mercy, spread a message, and has addressed some of the 700 chosen priests. Well, what I would like to ask is, how does one become a super confessor? How does the Pope give his ability to forgive grave sins that only he can forgive to 1,000 Spetsnaz priests? I would like to wonder that. Personally, I would also like to wonder why it seems that you would think that you have to go to another human being to forgive your sins. But I don't want to get into that. I'm not bashing Catholics. I understand. I appreciate many of the traits. But it is a little absurd that he's sending out 1,000 Spetsnaz priests. Then I would also ask this, though. Catholic bishops not obliged to report clerical child abuse, Vatican says. This seems like a grave sin. Vatican Guide says not necessarily bishops' duty to report suspects to police, despite Pope Francis' vows to redress Catholic Church legacy of child abuse. So it's not their, it doesn't, you know, they don't have to report to the police if there's child abuse. The Catholic Church is telling newly appointed bishops that it is not necessarily their duty to report accusations of clerical child abuse, and that only victims or their family should make the decision to report abuse to police. What? A document that spells out how senior clergy members ought to deal with allegations of abuse, which was recently released by the Vatican, emphasized that they must be aware of locals' laws. Bishops' only duty was to address such allegations internally. Wow, so they're not even supposed to go to the police. You better just deal with it internally. Better just turn a blind eye. That sounds like a grave sin. It sounds like, to me, that some of these bishops not reporting the child abuse and rape to the authorities might need to see a super confessor. The Pope needs to dispatch a super confessor. All right, we're going to go to a special report now by John Bowne about artificial intelligence that I think you have to see.
American jobs are increasingly rotting from the inside out. MarketWatch reports there are now more than 260,000 robots working in U.S. factories. Orders and shipments for robots in North America set new records in 2015. According to industry trade group Robotic Industries Association, a total of 31,464 robots valued at a combined $1.8 billion were ordered from the North American companies last year. The most popular jobs for these robots were industrial, including coding and dispensing, material handling, and spot welding. Blindsided by technological gains and a sick fascination with artificial intelligence, the leftist media spews out reports glorifying an unstoppable race towards the demise of the one thing that has kept America humming along as a global innovator for close to 240 years, skilled labor. The numbers of apprenticing electricians, welders, machinists, etc. have been dwindling in the past 10 years. Forbes reported in 2012, 53% of skilled trade workers in the U.S. were 45 years and older, and 18.6% were between the ages of 55 and 64. The Tampa Tribune reports Ken Simonson, chief economist at Associated General Contractors of America, said the industry is hiring people at quite a strong clip, but at the same time, contractors are saying that they can't find the folks with the skills they want. They're having to pull in people from other industries or people that haven't done it before, which isn't always something you can make do with. It's blatantly obvious that a combination of fundamental factors are leading to a third world future for the United States of America. The millennial generation is simply not interested in a vocational education. Projects will simply not be built in the future or may take much longer as skilled labor is sparse. Also, the unchecked and unethical destruction of American working families, as American companies like Disney have American workers train foreign workers on temporary H-1B visas to replace them. The New York Times reported about 250 Disney employees were told in late October that they would be laid off. Many of their jobs were transferred to immigrants on temporary visas for highly skilled technical workers who were brought in by an outsourcing firm based in India. Over the next 3 months, some Disney employees were required to train their replacements to do the jobs they had lost. One former worker said, "I just couldn't believe they could fly people in to sit at our desks and take over our jobs exactly. It was so humiliating to train somebody else to take over your job, I still can't grasp it." Of course, NAFTA, GATT, CORUS, and the impending sovereign-destroying Trans-Pacific Partnership will and have destroyed millions of American jobs and led cities like Detroit, for example, to ruin in their wake. The robots aren't coming. The robots are here. And it won't be long before automation completely wipes out everything, from cashiers to call center operators, taxi drivers, real estate agents, accountants, journalists, internet comment section trolls, etc., etc. It's abundantly clear. The New World Order global governance that has established itself while we were on holiday or working our third job is on the verge of wiping out the middle class and converting the remaining populace into a peasant class. We have all been subjected to a soft, slow war, guaranteeing our demise for decades. Of course, you were never told. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
There's a report by John Bowne. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk a lot about a lot more news, including a British ISIS fighter who called himself Superman, but returned to the UK because Syria was too cold. He couldn't handle being an ISIS fighter. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show, Fourth Hour.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Paid for by Bonner & Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to DollarDownfall.com. That's DollarDownfall.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Alex Jones Show, the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. And before the break, we were talking about a number of different things. You know, I'm reading a headline right now on the screen. Anti-Beyonce rally planned outside NFL headquarters over hate speech. And it brings me on to this topic of political correctness and hate speech. And before the break, I was talking about some of the ridiculousness from the high-ups in the Catholic Church not forcing or asking, even telling their bishops not to report any child abuse that they see to the police.
You know, I'm not attacking Catholic people. I'm attacking those policies or those ideas. And it's something that most people fail to understand, unfortunately, that it's in the details. It's not aligning yourself with one thing when I say that that idea in Catholicism to not report child abuse to the police is bad. It's not me attacking Catholicism. And the whole idea of political correctness and hate speech, as you know, I believe it is a form of dominance, a form of verbal dominance, because it allows people to instantly attack you and dominate you. If you say something, they say, that offends me. That's hate speech, or that's whatever. That person on the other end, even if it's not, even if they're not racist, if they're not sexist or whatever, they're instantly dominated by the ideology. And Paul Watson has a video I want to play for you guys about Twitter policing so-called hate speech and what he thinks is really going on. Let's go ahead and play that video.
Twitter has announced the creation of a new Trust and Safety Council that critics assert will police free speech and censor conservative voices. And who did they pick to oversee this new advisory board?
Everything is sexist, everything is racist, everything is homophobic.
That's right, it's Anita Sarkeesian, the feminist who thinks that telling social justice warriors they're liars is a form of harassment.
Harassment is threats of violence, but it's also the day-to-day grind of you're a liar, you suck.
Let me emphasize that point. Twitter is now being advised on its free speech policy by somebody who thinks that criticism of feminism is a form of hate speech.
But Twitter's a private company. It can censor whoever it likes.
Right. And how's that working out for them? Since it tightened the screws on free speech and started suspending and banning conservatives, the company's stock has plunged, and top executives are fleeing like rats from a sinking ship. Now Twitter's user count is set to decline for the first time ever. Hey Twitter, turning your entire platform into one giant safe space for perpetually triggered SJW cult members is not a good business move. Just ask Mattel, who caved to professionally offended morons by creating a fat feminist Barbie, a decision that resulted in a marketing nightmare. On the other hand, Protein World, who gave the middle finger to funless fat pride feminists, went on to make millions in profit. Look at what happened to Reddit and 4chan when they cracked down on free speech. Didn't go so well. Twitter claims that its new Ministry of Truth contains a diverse associations listed is an unrestricted proponent of free speech. Groups like the Foundation for Individual Rights and the Electronic Frontier Foundation aren't involved. There's no diversity whatsoever. Most of these groups are dedicated to censorship and smearing their political adversaries. Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey thinks that freedom of expression starts with safety, a line that wouldn't look out of place in Orwell's 1984. And isn't it an amazing coincidence how Twitter began this censorship purge immediately after a member of the Saudi royal family became its second biggest shareholder? Saudi Arabia, the country that tortures and executes people who break blasphemy laws by criticizing the religion of Islam. Twitter also reserves the right to ban people who criticize Islam, characterizing advocacy against someone's religion as hate speech. But it's not just Twitter that's thrown in the towel and allowed itself to be subverted by regressive authoritarians. Facebook is now working with the German government and ex-Stasi members to punish critics of mass immigration. One Dutchman who said on social media that he thought allowing in untold numbers of migrants was a, quote, bad plan, later received a home visit from the police. Websites like The Guardian are also closing down comment sections because their leftist narratives are being demolished. Hey Jack Dorsey, if you want Twitter to go down the toilet, then go ahead, feminists and social justice warriors. Slap a giant censored sticker over what made social media great in the first place. Vigorous debate, dissent, and a true diversity of opinion. We'll simply take our huge audiences elsewhere. The cultural renaissance will continue to rise. with or without Twitter.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chip subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, cards, sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're back. It's the fourth hour. It's Anthony Gucciardi, and we've got Dr. Edward Group on the line from Global Healing Center. And we're going to talk about this huge natural disaster that's apparently getting very little attention in the media. And some sources say it's spewing lethal levels of radioactive material in Los Angeles, as well as natural gas, formaldehyde, noxious fumes, you name it. But first, I want to remind you that InfoWarsLife.com has a couple of specials that were extended from yesterday because so many people still wanted it, so please just give me one more day, including the 15% off when you buy Anthroplex and Supermale Vitality together in a pack. 15% off for, I guess we're going to have to end it in just a few hours tonight. So you're going to have to get that now at InfoWarsLife.com. 15% off the complete male special, Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality, which pair super well together. Anthroplex is the new product for a twice daily foundation for men that supercharges Super Male Vitality. People are loving it. And if you buy either any of the products at InfoWarsLife.com, actually you can choose auto ship before checkout or during checkout and get an additional 10% off any product when you choose AutoShip. So check that out and make sure to pick AutoShip, because most of us forget. Say, oh, I forgot to buy my product. Need to get it real quick. Plus, you're going to get 10% off. We'll send it to you. You don't have to worry about it. Cancel any time at all. Takes one click. You can cancel any time.
SinfulWarsLife.com makes everything possible, makes all this possible. Check it out. Try the products. They're the best. Now, Dr. Edward Group, first of all, thanks so much for joining the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Anthony. It's always fun to share new and exciting reports with you guys.
Absolutely, man. It's always fun talking with you. You know, we could talk for hours and hours. We've done live streams for 5-6 hours at a time. So first of all, I want to ask you about this story because you emailed it to me and you know a lot more about it than me. So WorldNet Daily says huge natural disaster gets little media attention, says there's a leak near Los Angeles. There's a bunch of different sources, ENE News and all these different sources. Some of them are smaller. They're saying the leak was discovered officially on December 7th. I guess it was discovered on October 23rd, but on December 7th, a video emerged showing a cloud of methane gas hovering over the upscale community of Porter Ranch, and an infrared camera showed the leak is just going crazy. What's going on here?
Well, there's not a lot of information coming out, although we know that people are suffering in the area. They're suffering with nosebleeds, vomiting, many other symptoms. And I started looking into it because we were getting some calls, which is really devastating. You know, if you live, that's a heavily populated area, Los Angeles. And we know for a fact that there's massive amounts of methane and radon coming out, but there's also naturally occurring uranium and toxic substances that are in the ground. And when you have a volcano-like effect, like these infrared photos of this gas coming out, that to me would be considered a massive potential radiation emergency. Of course, anything that has to do with radiation is hush-hush all the time because the governments, just like Fukushima, all over the world, we now know that radiation is destroying the ocean. The fish are coming down with cancerous tumors. But this is like right over the city. I mean, this is with children. And we're still trying to verify, although there was a French organization called AIPRI that came out saying that there are lethal levels of naturally occurring radiation coming out of the well. And they even went as far as saying that people will probably die, which is a very sad situation. Unfortunately, that's going to be the uranium-238. And they're saying the levels are so serious that they're accumulating on the soil, they're accumulating on the roofs, they're accumulating. People have their windows open, so of course that gets blown into their house, so their children, their pets. There's been reports of pets dying. And I just started looking into this, actually, you know, because you hear these things and you're saying, this can't be going on because, you know, why is this not being brought to the attention of all these people in the California area? We know how damaging and how strong radiation can be. So it's still in the beginning stages. And, of course, I wanted to let everybody, all the listeners, know in the California area about this. There have been people that have been moving out, actually, from their homes in the California area. And wanted to let people know what they can do. I mean, you know, if you're stuck in a scenario that you're breathing the air, we talk about the toxic air, the toxic water. This gets into the water supply for tap water. It's so hard to neutralize radiation, and radiation is one of the things that, to me, is one of the most damaging to the genes, to the cells, can cause death. And we know that people's pets are dying around that area, and we know that people are suffering, and we know that that children are suffering too. Of course, most of the city officials are saying that it's just due to the high levels of methane. But who wants to even breathe in methane?
You know, like that's better or something. Oh, it's just methane and formaldehyde, guys. I mean, that's insane. It's so funny also because yesterday, or whenever I was on the show, yesterday, we talked about, I said, is this the next Flint? And we talked about the leaking reactors. 2 out of 3 nuclear sites in the United States are leaking. And New York has like 63,000% increased tritium in the water, in the groundwater supply. And I was saying, meanwhile, the media is like a spotlight and only focuses on one thing like Flint, you know, and it says, hey, Flint is such a crisis. There's lead in the water. And it is, by the way, it is a significant crisis. It's really, really sad and really upsetting. But it's almost like radiation is something that the media doesn't ever touch. And if this story is true, this is huge news because it said that it was actually discovered on October 23rd. So that's why there's been so much little news going on. But the New York thing, too. I mean, can you imagine if these nuke plants are leaking into the groundwater supply? That is a bad sign. And all these plants are just kind of just like, oh, it's fine. They just get their licenses renewed and stuff, and no one seems to be talking about it. Even WorldNet Daily says this huge natural disaster gets little media attention. Isn't it sad that we're one of the only people talking about this? This is disturbing to me.
You would think that the warning bells would go off and the sirens would go off and, you know, they would be distributing things or at least trying to close the wells. I mean, it's getting worse. And what people don't understand is, okay, let's say you have a major gas leak. This is a major worldwide emergency right here that's going on in Los Angeles. They've admitted that it's leaking massive amounts of what they're saying is just methane. But look, you know what all the minerals are in the ground. This thing is a mile deep, you know, half a mile deep in the ground. It's going to come in, methane gas is going to come in contact with many other things on the way up from the drill hole. So it's not just methane gas that you have to worry about. I think they even said the methane gas was the equivalent of the exhaust of 337,000 cars or something like that.
Yeah, I have it here. The Sacramento Bee reported the facility was releasing 44,000 kilograms of methane per hour, or the monthly equivalent of greenhouse gases released by more than 200,000 cars, according to the California Air Resources Board. And one of the people measurements said, this is probably 20 times bigger than anything else we've measured. This is from WorldNet Daily, by the way, guys. Headline, huge natural disaster gets little media attention. We should definitely continue to cover this and see what's really going on. And it says, ironically, the leak occurs as Governor Jerry Brown works to reduce emissions of methane and other short-lived climate pollutants by 40% or more by the year 2030. Isn't it funny how they always focus on these little things, like these little green initiatives when there's, like, things spewing out toxic matter everywhere? And they're like, well, we really need to work on this coal plant here, and there's, like, just death spewing everywhere and, like, lead in the water and stuff. It's totally crazy, man.
I mean, the whole environment is just polluted, and they're just blaming everything and trying to get those carbon taxes and saying it's all, you know, due to all this. Now they're even saying that the Zika virus is caused by climate change. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
And they just kept, speaking of the Zika virus, this is a really interesting story from Colombia that we talked about earlier. The article said that there's 3,000 women infected with the Zika virus, but none of them actually are having microcephaly in the children from the no birth defects. So they're saying it's actually probably not related at all. So how much misinformation is there out there? I mean, geez, just constantly over and over again, we're just hearing new things. Not to mention, you know, today we were talking on the phone earlier. The market, the stock market, you know, is crashing because people don't believe in the big banks anymore. When are people going to realize that it's not your mommy and your daddy running everything? You know, they're not here to help you. They're not here to cater to whatever you want and hold you close and keep you safe. The banks aren't going to help you.
Well, I hope they realize fairly soon. I mean, you especially here in Houston, which is the oil and gas mecca, it's really being affected with the prices. But the way I see it is a change. You know what I mean? It's like we're coming in this revolution that we're part of. I mean, we all are part of this revolution. All the InfoWars listeners, what we're doing on a daily basis, bringing the truth out to the masses. Years from now, our kids are going to be saying, Dad, Mom, you were part of that revolution when oil and gas died and new green energy took place. When pharmaceuticals died and people started going back to the earth and using natural remedies, I mean, this is going to be known. This is going to, what we're doing right now is going down in history. We don't realize it, but it is. And we are that revolution that's happening. I mean, years from now, this is going to be written in the history books. Yes, we used to actually drill into the earth and take the earth's resources. People are going to look back and say, why did we do that as a civilization? Why did we allow chemicals? You know, years ago, the water was polluted with all these chemicals, and how did people even live breathing the air, and why were we manipulating things and genetically modifying things, and what happened? How did that all change? And then they're going to say, oh, well, InfoWars, Global Healing Center, all these guys finally came together, and, you know, the children are going to be, you know, saying, and in the history books, they're going to be looking back and they're going to be saying, reading about this revolution that we're doing right now. But I just want to warn people, because Listen, if you live out in California and you're having fatigue, you know, especially around the Los Angeles area, don't think that there could be something wrong with what you're doing every day. Headaches, nausea, you're starting to see itchy, dry skin on your children. You're starting to see your animals freak out or your animals start to get sick. Scalp tenderness, any of these things, mood changes, your kids are not paying attention in school, memory problems, these are all going to be signs that you may be exposed to these gases and you may be exposed to low levels of radiation, and you should do something about it. Just, you know, we're here to warn people and to give people solutions, because they are coming to us for the truth. They are coming to us for solutions. And if you are in that scenario, some of the things that I would recommend that you do is, you know, don't drink the tap water. Be careful about the food that you're eating. Wash it, you know, with purified water. Some of the natural ways that things that I do and that I recommend people, if you are exposed to these gases and low levels of radiation, potassium is really good. Calcium, magnesium, DMSO, zeolites are really good. Activated charcoal, some of the clays that are out there, the bentonite clays, the pascalite clays, those can be taken internally.
And, you know, it's crazy to think about that someone would even have to be in this circumstance. Now, I'm not sure, you know, I don't think we have conclusive information yet, but it looks like it's pumping out 200,000 cars worth of methane per hour, 44,000 kilograms, according to some of these reports. It is truly wild. And, you know, I wanted to comment also on the vision of the future that I have as well, that I think was very beautifully said. What you just said was really, really beautiful. But think about also, you know, for example, with Flint or anywhere, we looked at this and I broke it down for you guys before. There's been articles that have shown the levels in other areas. They're bad, too. The lead levels are bad. The water supply is full of things like antibiotics and pharmaceuticals. But I'm not saying that to belabor a point. I'm explaining that what happens is you're told just drink the tap water, you're fine. Just drink the tap water, you're fine. And then it's the small symptoms that people don't really see. The lead in the water, it makes the children antisocial. It reduces their IQ. It reduces their ability to form sentences. I mean, it really messes these kids up completely. It makes them brain damaged. And it's little things, right? So you're not going to be sitting there in a seizure and go to the doctor, oh, you have lead poisoning. It's a soft little hit. It's a soft attack on your body. It really, really is devastating. And it's just like this. Maybe the methane, maybe you're inhaling methane. Maybe it's really damaging people. But it's so sad, because the problem with our system and the establishment system is that they never correlate these things, because it's such a soft attack, right? It's like maybe it reduces your life by a couple of years if you do something, if you drink the tap water. Or maybe, you know, it reduces your IQ by a little bit if you drink the tap water with the lead in it and stuff in places like Flint. But it's never going to be something huge and monumental that you can say, this is definitely it. And that's why it's so powerful and so scary and so disturbing. But as to your vision of the future, which, again, I think was very beautiful, I think if we look at the age that we are in right now, for years, and say from whoever knows how long till about just a little bit ago, we were in the age of needing information. What I mean by that is, you talk to the average person on the street, they didn't know anything you're talking about. They're like, what are you talking about? They're modifying the food. There's stuff in the tap water. They didn't know anything about the political system, the Federal Reserve, what's that? The big banks, what are you talking about? And then we had the kind of mainstream hijacking version of that with We Are the 99% and a lot of the food group movements and stuff like that. But ultimately, we culminated somewhere in the middle, where I get a lot of people still don't, quote unquote, know what's going on. They're somewhat low consciousness. But the consciousness of this country and the world has greatly expanded, I believe. And now we're in the age of solutions, action, and just really getting stuff done, right? So now that people start to understand things, we can actually make leaps and bounds in our society and change the planet and change the world, because the fruit of our labor is paying off. And even if we weren't hitting it right every single time, right? Even if we're kind of mixing in and out, and we're hitting stuff right sometimes and sometimes not getting it totally right, the answer is that we're trying, we have pure intentions, we have a good heart, we're doing the right thing. And ultimately, we are leading the charge, like you're saying. I mean, just over the past few years, I can see so many people getting ready for action. Look at the mega banks. No one even believes in them anymore. Look at the stocks plunging. It's not just because of their rigging system. It's because people are not buying the BS anymore.
No, I agree. And we're moving to a great change that's happening. And there's a big war going on between the negative and the positive. I mean, I was called a granola the other day, and I didn't even know what that was. I had to go look it up online. They said, we don't want anything to do with these granolas. And I said, what is that all about? So I looked it up, and it said, a granola is someone who cares about the environment, a tree-hugging type that eats organic and nutritious food, is worried about the health of their children, I mean, is environmentally friendly, recycles. And I was like, well, that's good. I'm glad I'm a granola.
It's just like I used to, you know, people back in years ago when you go to Whole Foods, back when people didn't really understand what they needed to do with their diet and their lives, it was like, what do you, only hippies go to Whole Foods. Right now, everyone like goes to Starbucks and Whole Foods. Like, I'm gonna go hang out at Whole Foods. It's like the cool place to go. But it was like, you're a hippie if you eat organic. That's weird. Remember, now it's like all the rage. Everyone loves it. But you remember being back at the beginning when people were like, "What? You do this? You do that? You care about your health? What's wrong with you? It's absurd. You're a granola, Dr. Group. How dare you care about the environment? What? You don't want 200,000 cars worth of methane gas to be dumped all over Los Angeles and killing everybody? What is wrong with you? Hey, we're about to go to break, but we're coming back. We'll cover some more points, and we've got another segment with Dr. Edward Group. Don't forget to visit InfoWarsLife.com. Support all of this. It's your support that makes it all possible. We'll be right back. Dr. Edward Group, I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is The Alex Jones Show.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver. The number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening
listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. We've got Dr. Edward Group of GlobalHealingCenter.com on air with us right now. And he brought to my attention this article we're about to cover here in 1 minute. This is unbelievable. Concerns raised over number of children not engaging with nature. Now, here's the crazy part. More than 1 in 9 children in England have not set foot in a park, forest, beach, or any other natural environment for at least 12 months, according to a 2-year study funded by the government. Let's be clear again. Not set foot in a park, forest, beach, or any other natural environment. No natural environment for a year. 1 in 9 children. And it goes on to say children from low-income families and Black, Asian, and minority ethnic households are markedly less likely than white children and those from higher-income households to frequently visit urban or rural wild places, just 50%. And by the way, okay, talk about real racism for a second. Black, Asian, and minority ethnic, they have a name, B-A-M-E. I don't know how Asian, Black, and presumably Hispanic ethnicities are all lumped into one category in the study because that makes no sense. But anyway, so 1 in 9 children in England have not set foot in any natural environment for a year. This is totally absurd, totally insane. A Guardian article Dr. Group wants to talk about. We're going to talk to him in a second about that, get his take on it. But first, producer is in the back there. Daria was telling me something. What were you saying about the word doctor?
Hey, yeah. So I just realized during the break that the Russian word for doctor comes from a Russian word that means liar.
It's very interesting. Now let me give you my take on this. Okay, you're going to think I'm going to trash doctors. I actually have one of my closest friends is a dentist, a doctor of dental surgery. Another is a medical doctor. And I have two other good friends that are medical doctors that own emergency clinics and run major hospitals in Dallas and other areas. Again, these are people that I'm close friends with, and obviously Dr. Group. So look, I think that most doctors are starting to get it and move away from pharmaceutical drugs like prednisone, which are some of the worst things ever, and realize that natural medicine has a role. And I will also say, if you're in a car accident, you better pray to God that you have a medical doctor nearby or some type of surgeon. So they have a role. But the problem is when they buy into the establishment lie that everything is cut, burn, and drug up. Wouldn't you agree, Dr. Group? I mean, not all doctors are bad. A lot of them are really, really realizing what's going on.
No, I totally agree. Even like 15 years ago, I was called a quack practically every single day. And in the last 5 years, it's amazing how many medical doctors have contacted us and read the book and really want to learn about natural medicine, whether or not to just switch completely over, especially with Obamacare. It is a disaster. Doctors aren't getting paid. The individual demand from the patients that are coming into the doctor's offices, the average time spent with a patient is less than 7 minutes. That statistic is changing because patients are asking doctors more information. So now the amount of time that the patients are requesting from the doctor has gone up, and the doctors are being forced to learn about natural medicine because the patients are bringing in supplements saying, can I take these with your pharmaceuticals? And so the good news is that they are. I mean, you're starting to see that. Even though the AMA and the insurance carriers are fighting heavily against that.
Well, yeah, because they're pushing the establishment part. You know, wouldn't it be insane if the listeners and everyone, all your haters and everything, knew how many people you've treated? Remember, I was at your office last time when we were talking with our buddy who's also a doctor at Teresa in your office saying how he does cardiac surgeons and all these major hospital ward people stuff. It's like totally insane. If people knew that all their MDs are going to you, they might have a change of heart for the haters. But I think most people are getting it. We're about to go to the end of the show, Dr. Group. Any final words real quick?
Well, any final words relate back to that article. I mean, it's just sickening. And it's part of Agenda 21. They want to pull all the children, all the families into big city environments. Get outside, get in nature, breathe clean air, drink clean water.
All right, we'll be right back, Dr. Group. Thanks so much. This is the end of the show. Alex will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks so much for watching.
Visit GCNLive.com today.